Finding an affordable place to rent has never been harder in Seattle. The city's trying to fix that. It's requiring developers to build or pay for new affordable apartments every time a new building goes up. But there's a side effect, and it's left the Wallingford neighborhood divided. Joshua McNichols with KUOW's Region of Boom team has more.
In the old days, you could find affordable housing around smelly places like dumps. But Seattle's growth has flushed out a lot of the dirty old spaces, and that's made affordable housing harder to find. That's what happened in Wallingford around the transfer station, where garbage trucks dump their loads before they're taken to the landfill. The city rebuilt the smelly old station and turned it into a jewel.
I don't feel like you can really smell much in the neighborhood.
Marissa Ciccarelli brings her toddler there, like she's taking him to the zoo or something.
My son absolutely loves garbage trucks. And so we come once a week just to watch them dump, and it's like a very fascinating field trip.
What sound did the trucks make?
Beep, beep.
So what happened to the affordable housing that was nearby when this neighborhood suddenly got less smelly? In a way, it's been replaced. But it's not easy to see. It's hidden in trendy new apartment buildings with high rents. When I looked, the affordable apartments weren't even really advertised on these buildings' websites. The developers compete for high-end renters by offering unique amenities.
This building has a chicken coop on the top of the and the roof deck.
Wait, this apartment building, yeah. This new apartment building has a chicken coop on top?
Yeah, there's a chicken up there.
That chicken's daily egg is shared by the building's 278 apartments.
Yeah, I should have asked how they distribute those.
Doug Trum is a blogger for The Urbanist. He lives in a different trendy building near the one with a chicken coop, but he's not rich. In fact, he's here to save money. He lives near transit, which let him give up his car.
A lot of people in my generation, and whether we want to or not, like, this is really the direction we have to go.
Plus, his apartment is subsidized. The developer gets a tax break for setting aside a fifth of these apartments at lower rents for people on moderate incomes. For example, a two-person household earning less than $57,000 a year would pay $1,300 a month for a one-bedroom apartment in the building with a chicken coop on top. I know that's a lot of numbers, but the important thing is it's $600 to $1,000 less than the market rate. The city's affordable housing plan would create a lot more apartments like that, and they'd be even more deeply discounted. But this plan has a downside. Most of the apartments in these new buildings are not subsidized and have much higher rents. That allows older apartment buildings nearby to raise their rents, too.
And our rent has gone up 10% every single year for the last 4 years.
Libby Nichols and her husband are retired social workers on a fixed income. They live in an older 4-unit apartment building. At first, she's stoic as she describes her situation, but eventually the pain breaks through.
There's nowhere for us to go. I feel like we've fallen off the face of the earth here. Where can we afford?
Luckily, Nichols has someone looking out for her.
The only reason we're here is because my oldest son is really rich. That's all. He's really rich, and he can help us.
These two renters demonstrate the benefits and the risks of Seattle's affordable housing plan. On paper, Seattle will get much more affordable housing out of the deal.
We can't have a city where only rich people can live.
But it won't stop people from getting priced out.
It speeds up this process, or it sort of just opens the gates and says, you know, go at it, you know, do it some more.
And there's no guarantee that the people who get displaced will find their way to the new apartments meant to help them. People are moving here faster than we can build new places to live. That means even though supply is rising, so is demand. The city also studied what would happen if it didn't pursue an affordable housing plan. It concluded rents would still rise and people would have even fewer options. In Wallingford, I'm Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.